Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
And welcome, Nashville, once again. This is The Morning Drive on 102.5. John Roberts, Joe Rexroad, Marquise Munson taking you through another a wild and wacky week it has been in the world of sports. Seems like there's never a dull moment, but there's also good news woven within this tapestry of all the bad news that we have. Want to welcome in John Glennon from Broadway Sports. He is a guy who is very familiar with Titans, the Predators, all the years in the Music City. But, John, what we're dealing with right now is a good bit of really good news in the fact that Nashville SC has now recorded that franchise first victory, and they did it in pretty good fashion.
Yeah, I agree. It was nice to see that happen. You know, I mean, this is a team that could not have had a more difficult, first year in the MLS. We had the, a tornado hitting earlier, knocked a couple of their guys out of their dwellings. The team was struck down by the COVID, knocked out of the MLS restart tournament. And hadn't played a game in 5 months really before going into last night. So to see them get a win, to see it coming with a late goal and kind of a little flourish there at the end. One of the guys who was knocked out of his home by that tornado, David Akam, scores the game winner. So this team deserved a few good bounces, and it's good to see them get that first victory.
All right, Johnny, we're going to get to Titans here, but first, on Nashville SC, I want the absolute nitty-gritty X and O soccer analysis of last night's match.
Like Let me get you another guess then. No.
No, you got this. No, you've got this.
I think it was probably about what we expected from Nashville SC, especially coming back from a long break. What we know about this team is it's not an offensively gifted team. So they went into last night's game, again, knowing they hadn't played in a long time. They're playing an away game. It was a very sound, I thought, defensive game. Didn't give up very many chances. If you watched it, it might not have been a thing of beauty, but they did what they had to do, and it looked like they were going to come away with 1 point, and then all of a sudden they put in a sub near the end. He makes a good run down the field. Boom, they get a goal, and you're getting 3 points instead of the one. So I think it was, they played the way they needed to get a first point last night. A very sound defensive game again. Took advantage of one of some of their rare offensive opportunities, and boom, you get your first MLS win.
We're talking to John Glennon from Broadway Sports. And John, when you look at the upcoming NFL season and what it may mean for the Titans, I think you talk to just about any old school football coach or even one from the new school, if there is such a thing, that they tell you win games with offense, you win championships with defense. There's really solidity on the offensive side of the football. But just how far behind? I mean, you read some of the people that are analyzing the Titans defense, where the holes are. Just how far behind do you think they are, if at all?
In terms of defense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's certainly going to be far more adjustment on the defensive side of the ball than on offense. I mean, it's so unusual, especially for me, a guy who's watched and covered the Titans for so many years, to see them going into a season and everybody is talking about how good the offense is and can the offense carry the defense. We just haven't seen that very often over the years. But yeah, you look a little closer at that defense, you're missing the coordinator from last year, who was one of the greats in Dean Pease. You know, you're missing two or three other assistants off last year's team. Jarrell Casey gone, Logan Ryan gone. So there are certainly some holes to fill on the defensive side of the ball, and the defense was only, you know, probably average overall last year anyway. So I think some of the key questions they're going to have to ask, you know, where are the sacks going to come from? You know, this team didn't get to the quarterback enough last year. And again, they lose Casey and they lose Ryan. So how are you going to fill those holes? You know, do you have that depth on the edge that you want? Because, you know, Reggie Gilbert is cut. Vic Beasley is a giant question mark right now. And so, you know, I still think, and then you look at like the slot cornerback position, who is going to fill Logan Ryan's spot, and can they do that as well as Logan Ryan did? So certainly some question marks. And as I say, it's unusual. You know, most times with the Titans, you go into a year saying, well, the defense will be pretty solid, but can the offense get to 20 points? Well, you know, the Titans did much better than that last year and should be an excellent offensive team again. So, yeah, the real question marks are on the other side of the ball.
I also wonder, John, if maybe early in this season, you know, a lot of times we talk about early in seasons in football, defenses being ahead of offenses, but I wonder if the lack of preseason games might make it the other way around. You know, I mean, but we already see, I think, probably worse tackling in the NFL because of less contact leading into games. I think that's, you could argue that anyway. I wonder if offenses might be ahead early. And then on this Titans defense, you mentioned the edge. Vic Beasley has to pass his physical. Reggie Gilbert cut. How do you look at those two moves in tandem, and what's the concern level on Beasley right now?
I think there's a pretty solid level of concern on Beasley right now. I mean, if you could have, you know, written a script for a guy to make a bad first impression, Vic Beasley is following that pretty well right now. I mean, you know, obviously AWOL for 10 days before he actually shows up to camp, you know, $500,000 worth of fines, and then once he shows up, you know, a couple of days later, he fails a physical and he's not on the field. And you never got the sense that he was clearly communicating with the Titans while he was gone, that there was a clear and good reason while he was gone. So, you know, I have real concerns there because it's not like this is an anomaly necessarily for Vic Beasley. There have always been kind of questions about his want to, you know, even when he was with Atlanta. Atlanta didn't pursue him after his contract this year. So I think the question marks surrounding Vic Beasley and then Reggie Gilbert getting, you know, waived injured, I really think, you know, that edge linebacker position, the outside linebacker position, there's still some questions there, you know, in terms of depth and quality right now. And, you know, of course, we've all talked about one Jadeveon Clowney who might answer a lot of those questions, that still remains a possibility. I think logic says that still happens, but who knows with Clowney at this point.
Yeah, Clowney is such a question mark in terms of, you know, he led. I didn't realize this until the other day, but he led the league in defensive penalties. And that's a Mike Vrabel discipline thing. You don't know how well that fits together, but certainly they were together before, which makes it a good fit as well. But Johnny, I was wondering, with the way they're approaching with the retirement of Dean Pease, going in without a defensive coordinator per se, we've seen so many defensive coordinators move over to head coaching jobs and been very successful, and you know that the Titans being one example of that right now. Is it all strange to not have a defensive coordinator per se in this situation?
Yes and no. I mean, that has certainly been the common practice. I can't remember the Titans off the top of my head ever going in without a defensive coordinator per se. On the other hand, Mike Vrabel, you know, has always had a very, very significant hand in the defense and the defensive play calling. He's been a coordinator in the past for the Texans, and nobody knows the defensive scheme better than him. So if he's the play caller, you know, I think it makes a lot of sense. And he has said you know, alluded to the fact that when the Titans start doing some unscripted sessions in practice coming up, maybe he gives Shane Bowen a chance to call some of those plays there, see how that goes. And maybe, you know, if things go well there, maybe he gives even more responsibility to Shane Bowen in that regard. I mean, Shane Bowen is certainly, you know, cut from the same cloth, the same Houston background, playing under Mike Vrabel for the past 2 years. It's just a matter of, does he have enough experience to make that big jump to play Collar this year? I think personally, I think it would be a good idea to move those duties more to Shane Bowen as a play caller, because personally, I think Mike Vrabel's strength, or one of his strengths, is just that high energy that he has and how he's so intense and so hands-on about every position on the field. And I think if you're more of that defensive play caller, that takes a little bit of Mike Vrabel away from the various positions on the field. So I think the Titans would be better off moving some of those duties to Shane Bowen.
All right, let's hear the John Glennon plan to fix the Nashville Predators. You're in charge. You have full power. What are you doing?
Well, you know, I think, first of all, you have to, the easier moves, I think, on the second line, I think Michael Granlund was a guy that just never really worked out, unfortunately. So I think you bid him farewell. Probably Craig Smith as well. He's had a number of good years for the Predators, but might be time to move on. Those are the easy moves because those guys are at the end of their deals. I'm still at a little bit puzzling over Kyle Turris. One part, says buy the guy out, but that's a lot of money over a lot of years coming up. You know, maybe it's best to try Kyle Turris one more time under John Hines after a full training camp. Maybe he plays well enough to get some kind of a trade, even if you have to pay some of the money at that point. But clearly, there have to be some changes. You know, I think Philip Tomasino, the number one draft pick from a couple of years ago, you know, I think you give him a long look. Ellie Tolvanen, I think, you know, has to give a long look. But, you know, bottom line here, I think we have to all remember that even if the Predators, you know, go through some of these changes, realistically, the core of this team is coming back. You're not going to blow up the entire core just because of the contract situation. So it's going to be up to a lot of these core guys to turn things back around. You can't just completely transform the team because, there's such a high number of guaranteed contracts here.
Big challenges ahead. John Glennon, Broadway Sports. John, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate the time and the insight, and hope to talk to you again soon.
Okay, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, be safe. So in the NHL, players got to play, coaches have to coach, but what is more important? You're listening to The Morning Drive, live from the Wholesale Incorporated studio, powered by RumbleOn.com on ESPN 102.5 The Game, and streaming on the Game Nashville app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.